Concentration of Fright, by Eve Chuttleson. Tylaine greeted the brisk autumn morning with a large grin and humming a merry tune, as she knew she was heading out for a shopping spree adventure with her good friend Lonsketta. Tylaine had just finished folding all of the linens, vacuuming and scattering a bit of grass seed outside when she decided it would be wise to begin getting ready for the noontime shopping adventure. As always, Tylaine was looking for unique ingredients to pepper and spice her uniquely delicious sin-free cookies. She referred to them as sin-free since there were no oils or fats used in preparing them. Even Lonsketta thought they were heavenly, light and surprisingly delicious. Tylaine hastened to get ready and she launched throughout the upper part of her cozy yet brisk house looking for a particularly bright and festive smock to wear when she heard an ominous voice beckoning from the garage. Heavens, she thought to herself. Who could be out in the garage? Not to be distracted from her quest for the bright and festive smock, Tylaine took a reading break to catch up on the latest hints from Heloise when she heard the ominous voice beckon once again from the garage. This time Tylaine could hear what the voice was saying. Be sure and certain to read the tea leaves before making any decisions today. If you do not heed this warning, your existence could be in perilous danger. Tylaine nearly slipped into a catatonic state after hearing the mysterious warning, but managed to keep conscious and scurried down the 7 flights of stairs into her kitchen. I'd better have a cup of tea and read the leaves before I go pick up Lonsketta, Tylaine whispered cautiously to herself. Tylaine's bright green tea kettle began whistling incessantly and loudly, summoning her to quickly prepare a cup of piping hot beverage. Boom, 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 boom. Tylaine heard a car backfiring loudly outside her porch. Oh no, she thought to herself. It could only be Laura Scudder and her sister Mindette, and they may spoil my shopping adventure with Lonsketta. Quickly and with intense caution, Tylaine whispered a thought of hope and then extinguished all candles and turned all of the lights off in her cozy abode. She was making an attempt to ward off Laura Scudder and her sister Mindette, as it had unfolded. Tylaine was on a winter excursion to the Windy Scarf and Rain Bonnet fashion show and bingo well in nearby Mloinkerville when Laura Scudder and her sister Mindette ambushed Tylaine and decided to include themselves into the trek. Once the intrepid girls arrived at the Windy Scarf and Rain Bonnet fashion show and bingo whirl, Mindette immediately tumbled off of a curb and completely destroyed her new blouse and broke her new glasses. Laura Scudder was horrified as she watched the tumble unfold in front of her very eyes and instantly blamed Tylaine for parking in such a precariously dangerous spot. Tylaine winced at Laura Scudder's accusation and began to sweep tears from her eyes as the event had made her feel quite poorly. And even though Mindette won nearly $20,000 in the bingo whirl, Laura could never forgive Tylaine for the complete destruction of her sister Mindette's precious and highly fashionable blouse. Ever since, Laura Scudder and her sister Mindette have been trying to catch Tylaine at home and invite themselves on another adventure. Tylaine had been wise before, and this time was no different. Even though Laura Scudder and her sister Mindette suspected that Tylaine was skulking in the kitchen, they couldn't be certain, so Laura Scudder and her sister Mindette opted to visit the nearby chicken hut for a crispy and delicious lunch. Meanwhile, the ominously booming voice from Tylaine's garage had begun chanting a dire prediction. Calviatone City could be getting a new grocery store, or not, over and over again. Tylaine quickly made a piping hot cup of tea and enjoyed an accompanying whisk crisp biscuit. Once completed with the tea, Tylaine carefully read the tea leaves. From her brief understanding of tea leaf reading, Tylaine surmised that a new cookie recipe could be devised from today's findings with Lonsketta. Wow. Tylaine thought to herself, I'd better get my plan in gear. Tylaine quickly donned her bright and festive smock that she had carefully located in an upstairs closet, applied all of her makeup, fashioned a unique yet appropriate hairstyle, carefully put on a brand new pair of incredibly expensive pantyhose, her most fashionable and slimming slacks and a new pair of driving boots. In a blur, Tylaine raced out of the house and into her sleek yet vintage burnt orange AMC Gremlin, as she wisely and cautiously navigated the perilous roads and alleys to Lonsketta's house. Tylaine noticed that she had almost left her purse at home. I am lucky I didn't accidentally leave my purse at home, as I would hate to have to backtrack over these perilous roads, she thought to herself. After arriving in Lonsketa's driveway, Tylane laid on the horn and summoned her friend. Suddenly an ominous dark cloud whisked past Tylane's window. As Lonsketa hustled down the three steps out to Tylane's car, she caught her delicate and beautiful hand knit teal green shrug on a rusty lamppost. Unfortunately, the delicate and beautiful hand knit teal green shrug was irreparably snagged, rendering it completely destroyed. Lonsketa gasped in horror as she lumbered into Tylane's vintage gremlin when she too witnessed the ominous dark cloud whisking past. Heavens! Tylane shrieked. We may end up in a batch of trouble if we don't hurry and get out of this terribly unfortunate weather. Lonsketa, still in a somber mood after completely destroying her delicate and beautiful hand knit teal green shrug, piped up and reminded Tylane that they still had to pick up their good friends Pipette and Cathy Ann. Pipette and Cathy Ann were friends since the vaudeville career days of Tylane when she was a burlesque dancer. We must hurry, as Pipette needs to have a quick lunch at Hieromino's buffet before we go on our shopping adventure. Lonsketa chirped. Wow. Tylane exclaimed. We'd really better hurry. Suddenly the giant ominous dark cloud let loose a large deluge of rain, ice and stirred up a brisk yet refreshing wind. Tylane nearly drove off of the road and down an incredibly steep ravine when she realized that she was in front of Pipette's cottage. She laid on the surprisingly loud car horn to summon Pipette and Cathy Ann, and they quickly appeared in the cottage window. Pipette was motioning that she would rather wait until the violent yet refreshing wind had calmed down. Tylane laid on the horn again, summoning them to hurry as quickly as possible. Pipette grimaced and then hurried out of the cottage with her good friend Cathy Ann. In the hasty and windy situation, Cathy Ann dropped her glasses onto the cottage steps and they smashed into tiny bits of glass. Oh no. Cathy Ann wept. Those were my best eyeglasses, and then blacked out. Tylane leapt out of her vintage AMC gremlin and rushed over to Cathy Ann and broke open a vial of smelling salts. The sharp ammonia scent from the smelling salts roused Cathy Ann from her trance-like state, and all the gals piled into the gremlin for their shopping adventure. As Tylane deftly navigated to Hieromino's buffet, she recalled that she needed to order a new purse for her friend Tilly, who lived in Clump City nearly 300 miles to the west. Tylane had accidentally run over Tilly's purse with her gremlin when the two gals were visiting several garage sales last month. Suddenly Tylane recalled that she needed to telephone Madame Colette for directions to Hieromino's buffet, as it had recently relocated to a new fancy plaza in Tilterville City. So without hesitation, Tylane quickly pulled over into the Smarcher's department store parking lot and hustled into the lobby, where there was a bank of telephones. As she rummaged through her cavernous purse, Tylane could hear the horn of her trusty gremlin blaring. Apparently Pipette was concerned that Cathy Ann might be feeling faint from hunger. Tylane quickly dialed the long-distance number to Madame Colette and got explicit directions to the buffet. Tylane committed the precarious and treacherous route to memory and then hurried back to the gremlin and hopped in. The girls all sang and chanted as the gremlin navigated to the sumptuous buffet. Within 2 hours they had arrived, only to discover that the buffet had closed for the day due to power outage. Me oh my, Cathy Ann winced. I am so hungry, I am going to faint. Pipette chimed in that they could have lunch at Salvania's deli across the street. Well, that will have to do, Cathy Ann chirped. Lonsketa wasn't terribly happy, as she was hankering for some of the wheat pudding at the Reed buffet. Tylane pulled into the deli parking lot and helped Cathy Ann out of the gremlin when she snagged her beautiful smock on the car door. As Tylane winced in horror, she came to the realization that a smock was completely destroyed. Lonsketa was tearful about the smock incident and then threw open the deli doors for her friends. Once inside, the girls all ordered their favorites and enjoyed a delicious lunch. Just as they were about to sip the last of their iced teas, the lights went out and a terrific storm cloud let loose with a hefty deluge of intense rain and wind. Clouds, wind and rain are not going to completely destroy this shopping adventure, Pipette announced as she dashed out to the gremlin. In her frenzied dash, Pipette toppled into the gremlin's side door, causing a massive dent in the vintage car. As Tylane, Lonsketa and Cathy Ann swept out of the deli, they realized that the gremlin had three flat tires in addition to the giant dent left by Pipette's wayward tumble. Heavens, my precious and deluxe gremlin has been completely destroyed, Tylane shrieked. No more shopping adventure for us. Tylane exclaimed as she negotiated a dangerously deep puddle of rainwater. The end.